see how we do with the microphone today, this afternoon, see if it's any better than this morning. Well, in knowing that this session was going to have something to do with bureaucracy, it occurred to me that it might be a good idea to go to my library shelves and see whether I could find any books that would be of interest in the subject. I managed to find a little, very thin volume called Bureaucracy, which seemed appropriate, by Ludwig von Mises. In about 125 pages, Ludwig von Mises handles the subject of bureaucracy very well. But this book was published during the war. The date on it is 1944. The bureaucrats had the last word. After 125 pages of destroying bureaucracy from the theoretical standpoint, there's a little box on the last page, and it says, "This is a wartime book. This complete edition is produced in full compliance with the government's regulations for conserving paper and other essential materials." So even Dr. von Mises couldn't get around it. Today, we are going to look at the problem of bureaucracy, try to dissect it a little bit more. I think everyone here would agree that we need a certain amount of bureaucracy. Some of you might not. There are always a few who don't like the Treasury, the military, diplomats, or other areas of regulation. But I think we'd all agree that certainly regulation and bureaucracy is run amok. As Milton Friedman in the excerpts last night said, it has spread to all spheres, and it has centralized. And as Mises said in his book, he used a very similar terminology. He said it's spread to all spheres. This was even in the 40s. And he characterized it as being totalitarian in nature. We have today HUE and HUD and OSHA and EPA, alphabet soup, and miles of regulations, all to try to put up with. Now, all these things were good ideas, quote unquote. The press popularized them. They were responses to needs, so-called, of one sort or another. Certainly most of the people that brought on most of these problems thought they were doing the right thing. They had a general following. Once they got in place, of course, they perpetuated. And that, of course, is our problem. How do we get rid of them after they've outlived their usefulness, if they ever had a usefulness to begin with? The cost of bureaucracy are becoming incredible. The effect on economic efficiency is measurable. If we worry today about the fact that our gross national product is not growing quite as fast as maybe it could or should be, one of the factors certainly is the cost of regulation, the forms that businessmen must fill out, and so on. Business, too, is subject to this kind of bureaucracy. As big business, everyone's always complaining about the bureaucracy of big business. But at least big business is subject to the market discipline. Now, what are we going to do about it? Well, this morning and at earlier sessions, we've heard that we should be encouraging a deregulation ethic of one sort or another. Adam Smith has been mentioned. We should be encouraging people who distrust Big Brother, who are for freedom, arguing that it's our money, that they shouldn't be spending it, use plenty of lurid examples and all the rest. Another thing we'll hear about today from one of our speakers is a very successful, or so far fairly successful, attempt at eliminating the revenue sources, which is a second approach. A third approach might be to think in terms of introducing the balance of power into the bureaucracy. This is, I think, if you examine bureaucracy, one of the problems of it, the principal problem, is that it is the judiciary, it is the executive, and it is the legislative, all rolled in one. We don't have the traditional balance of power in bureaucracy that we have, that the founding fathers, that was the genius of the Constitution. So, this is where we're headed. We have three extremely distinguished speakers today. To cover this subject, our first will talk of the theory of why governments grow, our second will discuss the structure of bureaucracy, and our third will give the practical and hopefully optimistic answer. Our first speaker is Dr. Alan Meltzer. He is visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution right now, Maurice Falk Professor of Economics and Social Science at Carnegie Mellon, an extremely distinguished economist, the founder and co-chairman of the Shadow Open Market Committee, a major authority in monetary policy. I am awed to be standing next to him. I use his works in my teaching all the time. It's a great pleasure to introduce Dr. Alan Meltzer.